My brothers and sisters in the Lord, have you ever been afraid? Maybe it was an actual fear. Maybe it was an irrational fear. Some people are afraid of the dark. Some people are afraid to fly. I have a friend of mine who is deathly afraid to get on an airplane, but she does. And one day she was there at New Orleans International Airport, waiting to take off for her destination. It didn't help that the flight was delayed twice because of quote unquote mechanical issues. And so the nerves started. And then when she got on the plane, she took off and she was still a little jittery. And all of a sudden during the flight, the lights began to flicker in the cabin. And she was concerned, so she asked the stewardess about it. And the stewardess, she was from New Orleans, she said, "Oh, honey, don't worry about that. I'll take care of it." And about a minute later, all the lights went off. And all you saw were the emergency lights. She took care of it. She just turned off the lights. No more flickering. At which point, the gentleman next to her across the aisle, who heard this conversation, leaned over and said to her, "Ma'am, please do not tell the stewardess there's a problem with the engines." Fear. Rational fear, irrational fear. And maybe you're not afraid to fly, as my friend is, but maybe you have other fears. Maybe you fear sickness. Cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia. Maybe your fear is financial problems. Maybe your fear is broken relationships and broken families. Maybe your fear is about your children or your grandchildren as they face many of the obstacles that exist in society today. Maybe it's a fear of war or terrorism or ISIS. And the litany could go on and on. But you see, my friends, if you look at the gospel today, the disciples were afraid. They had fear. Look how the gospel begins. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, they locked themselves in. Why? Because they saw what happened to Jesus. And none of them were looking to be crucified like him. So they locked themselves away. And if you look, my brothers and sisters, at the various post-resurrection experiences, you see the fear. You see the doubt. Many times we think, well, Easter and everything was wonderful. Read the Gospels. Those 50 days until the Spirit came at Pentecost, there was still fear. There was still doubt. There was still worry. And my brothers and sisters, you and I, we may not lock ourselves behind physical doors, but because of our fear, because of our anxiety, because of our despair, because of our loss of hope, sometimes we lock ourselves behind metaphorical doors. We allow those things to keep us captive, to hold us in bondage. But what happens to the disciples? There they are, locked in that room. And the verse continues. Jesus came and stood in their midst. My friends, there is our hope. Because no matter what your fear may be, no matter what your worry may be, no matter what the storm may be in your life, Jesus comes to stand with us. He comes in our midst to free us, to give us the grace and perseverance to continue on, to offer us the great gift of mercy so that we can be agents of mercy to one another. Today we celebrate the Feast of Divine Mercy. St. Faustina wrote this in her diary, and I quote, "I am not alone because Jesus is with me and I fear nothing." My brothers and sisters, Jesus stands with us. He wants to extend to us his mercy and his love so that we can be the disciples he calls us to be, so that we're not held behind locked doors. A few years back, I was sitting in my office, and one of the school children came into the parish office. And she had this big smile on her face, and she was kind of skipping along, and she was going through this litany. Mommy loves me, Daddy loves me, Grandma loves me, God loves me, Jesus loves me. And she went out the door with the same little litany. My brothers and sisters, we need that litany. Because there's so many people, not only that I encounter, but that you encounter, that need to understand, yes, God loves us no matter where we are at this moment. Even in the depth of our sinfulness, God's mercy is greater. Do not be afraid. Maybe our litany could be that we always associate with divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. And maybe we need to repeat that litany over and over again. Just like that little girl was skipping along, reminding herself that she was loved. And that God loves us too. And he wants to extend to us his mercy so that we're not behind locked doors or afraid. As Jesus said to St. Faustina in our diary, and I quote, "I want the first Sunday after Easter to be a feast of mercy. I desire that the feast of mercy be a refuge and a shelter for all souls, and especially for poor sinners. On that day, the divine floodgates through which mercy flow will be open." Jesus stands in their midst. And what does he say as he stands in their midst? "Peace be with you." My friends, maybe we need to hear that in our own lives. Peace be with you. Do not be afraid. Because sometimes we doubt. Sometimes we're afraid. Sometimes we're like Thomas. Unless I see, I will not believe. And Jesus reaches out to us. But in order to be set free, you and I have to be men and women of faith. We have to be willing to plunge into the floodgates of mercy. There's a story that occurred after World War I. The Prime Minister of England was traveling on a destroyer from France back to England. And the sea was terrible. The storm had the waves kicking up. And it was so bad that the destroyer could not even pull into dock. And so they knew they had to get the Prime Minister off this destroyer because they were afraid that it might sink. And so they sent a little boat from the dock, a little dinghy, whatever you want to call it, in order to get the Prime Minister. And so they had five men in a circle on this little boat. And the Prime Minister was on the edge there of the destroyer. And the captain told the Prime Minister, "Walk out to this plank area, and when I say go, you just jump." And this sea's rolling. Now, can you imagine yourself? You don't tell me to jump. But the Prime Minister had faith that the captain knew what he was doing and that the men knew what they were doing. And when that ship rolled to where the side was almost touching the sea and the little boat came up to the top, the captain yelled, "Jump," and the Prime Minister went over. And the five men on that little boat caught him to bring him to shore. My friends, that's the kind of faith we're called to have in God. And when the Lord says, let go, we let go. When he says to move, we move. Don't be behind locked doors. Don't be held captive. Allow the mercy of God to transform us this day. In the end, my brothers and sisters, may we be able to say with Thomas, my Lord and my God. And if you say, my brothers and sisters, well, Father, it was easier for the disciples because they saw Jesus. Well, if you want to see Jesus, open your eyes here at the altar. If you want to see Jesus, go into the Adoration Chapel with all your hurts and all your troubles and all your sorrows and everything that's keeping you behind locked doors and sit there in the presence of the Savior. And have Jesus say to you, peace be with you. Do not be afraid. And we respond, Jesus, I trust in you. On this great feast of mercy, no matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, the Lord invites us home through the sacrament of reconciliation, through the Holy Eucharist, to sit at the feet of Jesus and to be able to say, my Lord and my God.